One year after the inaugural Women's March on Washington, activists across the country are getting ready to hit the streets again, including some in Pittsburgh. Last year's local demonstration drew thousands, but initially came under fire from some who said it wasn't intentionally inclusive. Ahead of this year's event, 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino-Young reports on what has changed and what has not.
At Pittsburgh Mennonite Church in Swissvale, volunteers are making as many protest signs as they can.
I'm going to do, this one's going to be We the People.
I've made a bunch of them. And they're glitzing them up for me. The kids are putting the glam on them.
Organizer Karen Hochberg was at the Women's March in Washington last year, but says it'll be more meaningful to participate at home this time around. But a 2018 sister march in Pittsburgh wasn't a guarantee. Last year, there was a lot of conflict. The original organizers had never done anything like it before, and when planning took to social media, there were claims that it was an event for white feminists. It resulted in two large separate demonstrations, the Women's March downtown and the Our Feminism Must Be Intersectional March in East Liberty. Tracy Baton had stepped into the Women's March at the final hour last year to sort out the train wreck. She's directing this year's Women's March with a mostly new committee and says some things are different.
And the energy is the part that's the same. The energy that welled up from the people and said change has got to happen is the same. But this year, I'm a trained community organizer. We've had a year of working together as a team.
During this past year, Baton says people have stayed engaged on a variety of fronts. They called and wrote to elected officials. There were protests against deportations, the March for Science, and events focusing on how tax and environmental policy are linked to racial justice. She says people are just more knowledgeable about the issues. And one of the most important issues for the Women's March is women.
Women's bodies must be safe. Women's lives must be safe. Women of color must be safe. Women need the resources to change their lives and take care of their families in peace and joy. And voting is part of how we make that happen.
Voting. The nationwide theme of this year's event is Power to the Polls. Baton says it's about taking all of the existing organizing in Western Pennsylvania and channeling it into transforming elections through engagement and broad coalitions. The march has partnered with groups like Indivisible Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh United, Fair Districts, and Tuesdays with Toomey. But Tressa Murphy Green remains skeptical. She's a co-founder of Black Femme Excellence Co., the group that formally organized as a result of last year's alternative march that centered Black femmes, trans individuals, and those with disabilities. The march was also a catalyst for subsequent work gathering donations and engaging with the Black femme and trans communities. Murphy Green says it's been a lot, so this year?
No, we're not having another march.
She says intersectional seems to have become a buzzword since then. She says some great things have happened as a result, like difficult conversations, but she perceives some newer activists as misusing the concept, jumping in, organizing so-called intersectional events without fully understanding it. While she says working towards more voter participation can be an effective way to improve a community, she worries that protest attendees won't actually continue to engage with the issues going forward.
And that's what a lot of protests and marches have become, like people just kind of coming out, taking their selfie, and then leaving.
But Tracy Baton says not to minimize the impact of just marching.
In these times, it is urgent to gather people. We cannot protect each other if we don't know each other. I think that it's easy to dismiss a march as decorative, but it's not. It builds a community's heart and soul. We build a culture together of change. That said, more must be done.
So with this year's event, they're trying to do more, even beyond registering people to vote.
God knows, if you take a bus downtown to a march, you better be registered to vote. We want to teach every person there how to be a voter registrar, how to have that conversation with their friends, the uncomfortable conversation. There are simple things.
The Women's March begins at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday at the City County Building. I'm Virginia Alvino-Young, 90.5 WESA News.